from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey's government late Saturday raised the death toll from twin bombings at a peace rally in Ankara to 95, with nearly 200 others wounded. Dorian Jones reports.
Video shot at the peace rally captured the festive atmosphere moments before the blast, then carnage. The two explosions caused by suspected suicide bombers tore through the crowd, causing death and what witnesses described as horrendous injuries. Ambulances and even taxis rushed the wounded to nearby hospitals. The rally, organized by Turkey's civic society and the pro-Kurdish movement, was expected to draw tens of thousands of people, calling for an end to the fighting between the Turkish security forces and the Kurdish rebel group, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack. But in July, the Islamic State group was blamed for a suicide bombing targeting pro-Kurdish activists, killing more than 30 activists. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
A Taliban suicide car bomber has attacked a convoy of foreign troops in Kabul. A spokesman for the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission has confirmed its convoy was hit without giving further details. On Saturday, the U.S. Embassy in Kabul warned its citizens that militants were planning to conduct a complex attack on or about October the 12th. Authorities in Chad say at least five female suicide bombers attacked two sites near the Nigerian border, killing dozens. Police immediately linked the attack in the town of Bagasola to the Boko Haram Islamists. Police and hospital officials say at least 50 others were wounded in and near the town, which is located on the shores of Lake Chad. This is VOA News.